Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, I am Joshua of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey. I'm going to ask a very few questions. Thank you so much for your time, sir. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yeah.
You are, great. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Yeah, no, you said.
Oh, you retired. Thank you very much for your opinion. Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote the most, for most of them, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Or do you vote independent of party? A Republican.
I would vote for Republicans.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1946.
1946. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that, sir. And have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No, I really haven't paid much attention to it.
You haven't paid much attention to it, right?
No.
Okay. No worries, sir. Now, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Here's the information, of course. Oxy Energy Corporation or Oxy Energy Corporation?
No.
Okay, would you say that's strong negative or somewhat negative?
I have never heard of it.
You never heard of it? Okay.
No.
How about Flint Hills Resources?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Would you have a strong or just somewhat positive or negative impression?
Yeah, positive, I guess.
Positive, in that case, strong positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Project Yaren?
No, I never heard of it.
Never heard of it. How about Enbridge?
No.
Never heard of it?
We don't get out a lot anymore. I'm almost 80.
Okay, yes. And how about Yara?
No.
No, you have no opinion or you never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay, how about Port of Corpus Christi?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, would you have a somewhat positive, strong positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative opinion about it?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. How about Valero?
I've heard of Valero.
You've heard of it? Would you say you have somewhat negative, somewhat positive, strong positive, or strong negative opinion?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And how about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
That one I'm not familiar with.
Not familiar with? You have not heard of them, right?
Nope.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Probably would oppose it.
Okay, would you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Will you strongly favor?
I don't want it. I don't care what it does.
Okay. Even though if you're a little neutral in that case, sir, would you say they are somewhat favor or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, right, okay. Now, a partner in the proposed ammonia plan, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Same options. Opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, thank you. The next one is, a partner in the opposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. favor or opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, thank you. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to the permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Are you in favor or opposed to that?
I guess I'd be in favor if they do build it.
Will it be strongly favor or somewhat favor? Your opinion is
important.
Thank you so very much. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Will you be favor or opposed to that?
I'm not even sure what the question was.
In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge
will... They're not going to pay me anything, though, are they?
They will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Yep. So will you be somewhat favor or somewhat opposed?
Okay. Somewhat favor, I guess.
Somewhat favor? Okay. Not strongly favor, right, I believe. Okay. The next statement will be planned personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Same option, sir.
I'm for it, I guess. Yeah.
You're somewhat favored then, or
somewhat favored.
Thank you. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Are you in favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you so much. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Somewhat favor,
right. Now, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact your community members' lives.
It will?
It's based on your opinion. That's what opponents say. Will you feel somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, strongly favor, or strongly opposed to that vote?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, thank you. Now, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you very much. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Somewhat opposed, I guess.
Somewhat opposed? Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. Now, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and even pet stain removers. Are you somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly favored?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you so much. The ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, thank you. And now, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs.
How many more of these questions do they have?
Oh, we're almost 50% done, sir.
I don't even know what you're talking about, to tell you the truth.
no words.
Just,
if your opinion is important, remember there are no wrong or right answers.
I'm just giving you an answer.
There are no wrong or right answers. Your opinion is extremely important,
but
sir.
But I don't even know what the plan is. I never heard of it.
Right. No worries. If you have never heard of it, that's also an option, sir. So that's why I'm telling you, like, the next one
we're somewhat favor to all the rest of them.
Oh, we're only missing two more, sir. Three more in this case.
Okay. Three more questions? Okay.
On this section, and we're almost done. Yes, thank you for your time. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Is it somewhat favor still your option
or somewhat favor?
Okay. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
So in favor.
So in favor. And the produced ammonia will be put directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain... Okay, on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped. Somewhat favor. Okay.
Okay, is that it now?
If we're 75%, just a few more questions. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
You already asked me that once.
It's actually a different approach on this one, actually. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant? Would you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you so very much, sir. And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant in a few words.
Well, truthfully, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, no, but just to make sure, you said, of course, that you were opposed to the ammonia plant. Can you tell me why would you be opposed?
Because we're getting too much of that kind of crap around here. We're getting all kinds of plants.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any more.
You don't need any more plants or anything like that, right?
Not around here, no.
Mm-hmm.
Go build it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. So we are very, very close to finish, actually, sir. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other central? No. Okay. Thank you. And is your main race angle African-American, Asian, or some other race?
I'm a German.
Oh, you are white, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence, sir?
We own it.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? White-collar management, energy chemical, self-employed in own business, construction, manufacturing, clerical retail.
Firefighter for the city, Corkscrew City.
Okay, government, probably, right? Government or education,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have an X account?
A what account?
Yes or no, an X, formerly known as Twitter.
I never heard of it.
No, okay, no worries. Do you have an Instagram account?
Nope.
Okay. How about, do you have a Facebook account? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week? Yes or no, sir?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
Thank you.
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Yeah, we're done. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great day. Goodbye.
You too.